Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Love. Hello! Today I will be super happy to share with you three codes that you can use now to help with your spiritual evolution. Remember that spiritual evolution is when we consciously choose to embrace the path of ascension. Ascension being the increase in vibration that we have within ourselves and that we therefore stabilize to be able to vibrate a much higher level of frequency on a constant basis. So if we want to ascend to 5D frequency and above, we must do the spiritual work of choosing conscious spiritual evolution, because it means that we are not afraid to do the work, we are not afraid to look at ourselves in the mirror and to basically heal and alchemize what needs to be changed, so we deconstruct our outdated ego that is completely misaligned to the true template of our crystalline divine blueprint. When we are not afraid to deconstruct a false ego template, it means that we have courage, we have faith, we have confidence in ourselves, and we basically are not afraid to go in the shadows and look into what is often not pretty. Today, the three codes, you might have heard about them already, but I would love to invite you to stay with me because maybe there will be things that I will share with you that are going to blow your mind because you would not hear them from a different perspective. So the first code that I want you to really practice to help with your spiritual evolution and therefore your ascension process is first to embrace all of you. We have heard about that through self-love and so on. Here I am talking about really embracing your multifaceted personality, which is actually the embodiment of your multidimensionality. You are a multidimensional being, which means that you are huge. You are gigantic on so many levels. So why do you think that at times you might feel too much or inappropriate or not good enough and so on? All of that is because we reject aspects of ourselves because we think that it is not convenient. This is taboo. This is bad to be like that, to think like that. We forget who we truly are as we age and as we have to basically go by as part of the enslavement process to simply be a good human. So first of all, learn to embrace all of you. It's all your shadows. It's your past self. It's your trauma. It's your wounds. But it's also the aspect of your personality that are really hidden into the intimacy of your heart because it could be taboo. And that can be around your sexuality. It can be around your preference. It can be around your dreams and your heart desires, anything at all. It is not necessary to start going on the roof and to start screaming all of it to the world, because this is not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is you accepting that. So when you go into the process of reconciliation within the intimacy of your own heart with all the aspects of your multifaceted personality, it means that you have this level of reconciliation that allows you to tap into the unified field of your infinite consciousness and to literally be embodied into this unified field now, simply by saying, yes, I accept, I receive all of me. You might like to adopt this mantra, yes, I accept, I receive all of me now. The second code that I would love to invite you to embody is to treat others like you would be treated. Literally, all religions and all philosophy have some kind of a saying around that. So it is the most important, guys. Don't treat others like shit. Don't judge others. Don't make other people feel shitty. Be ashamed. Feel guilty. Don't be a nasty bitch to other people, okay? Because that is literally not love and light, yes? So
This we do in very sneaky ways at times, and then we personally feel guilty. I know I do, because every now and then I still do so. I'm going to see like this person wearing that thing in the street, or that person seeing do things on the TV, and so on. I'm like, oh, what a dick, what an asshole. How can someone dress up like that? And I catch myself, it's like, oh, love and light. Sorry, it slipped, but I'm catching it back. Because at times, yes, we slip. But let's face it, it happens, and we can always say, oh, no, I take it back. This was judgment. This was really not the nice, good way, because I would not like someone to treat me like this, because I'm an amazing human. Well, I'm doing my best, and I know I might not be right. I know I might be too much for some people. I know that at times I might just, you know, do my hair and dress in ways that other people, you know, they don't really like it either. But I just want them to leave me alone so I can do my own thing, because I'm not, you know, like being mean to anyone while I'm being myself. So how can we go about allowing other people to just be themselves and not judge them? And yes, I know when someone is obviously an asshole, we feel that we have more righteousness into criticizing, into judging them. This is also where we really want to catch ourselves, because the way of enlightenment is really to refine our connection with others to the level of understanding and accepting that everybody is on their own journey, and that we don't know them, we don't know the suffering they have gone through, we don't know the own level of trauma that they have been going through, we don't know who they are, we don't know what happens in their heart, in their mind, in their lives. And even if we knew, like, who cares? Literally, these are sovereign beings that can do what the fuck they want. So we treat others the way we would like to be treated. It is very important, okay? I am so excited to invite you to my brand new free offering, the Collective Monthly Meditation for All. If you feel called to receive amazing high vibe content and gather as a collective to raise the vibration of the planet, not only for our own sovereign heart, but also for humanity in general, this monthly meditation will happen at the beginning of the month on a Tuesday in New Zealand time. And again, it is entirely free. You can join live. But if you can't, don't worry. The recording will be available afterwards, so you can also, with us, weave webs of divine light around the planet to help with the amazing shifts that are happening now. We are so excited, me and my High Council, to share some wisdom with you and also go deep into receiving powerful frequency shift that we can then share with the whole of humanity and, of course, our family members, our loved ones, and our community. Find out more information and join us every month. I would be so happy to see you there. The third code that I'm going to share with you today that is going to tremendously help you on your pathway of spiritual evolution is to have spiritual discipline. Ta-da! Flash news, we need to have spiritual discipline. There are so many people out there that I'm like, oh, you know, like just me living and breathing and basically doing nothing, you know, because I'm such a star seed, like just me doing, you know, my thing, my everyday life, just blast humanity with love and light. So basically I have nothing to do. Well, okay, so yeah, to a certain extent, I understand what you mean, because it's true. Like, our light shines around us, and therefore other people feel it, and it can help. But that's very bratty. That's very much like diva archetype, okay? We actually want to do the work on ourselves to have great level of humility, compassion, love, and service, so we can serve the world. There's always more to do. We are not here to put ourselves on a pedestal and think that we are better than everyone else. We are also here to realize that if we really, truly want to have amazing results in our everyday life, then we have to do the work. And doing the work is literally to sit down at our altar, meditate, and pray every single day. Yes, every single day. How do you think I receive this level of advanced downloads that I teach in all my pathways that I now share in the Golden Drop and with my private students? All of this amazing quantum architecture gets downloaded because I spend a lot of time in meditation and prayer every single day. Yes, at times it's only 15 minutes because I've got the kids, it's school holiday, there's just so much going on. But when I don't have them, I spend hours sitting on my altar every single day. I do breathing practice, meditation practice, mantra practice, mindset practice, yoga, exercise. I go every day and I walk in nature for hours with my dog. All of that is part of my spiritual practice. Because having a spiritual practice, it is literally saying yes to our crystalline divine genome becoming the main operating system of our current incarnation. It is saying to our soul, you know what? Take the lead. Now, as I surrender in my prayer and my meditation, I bring the field, the unified field within me, so I can feel that I'm consciously a part of this unified field. So therefore, when I go out and about with my everyday life, I'm in a non-reactive mode. I can observe with detachment what is going on with much greater ease. And I can also observe the most subtle change energetically. I can observe every piece of information that comes in my field and know exactly where it comes from. Does it come from 3D matrix system or 5D matrix system? Does it come from my soul or does it come from my inner child? Does it come from my past life? Does it come from my ancestors? Does it come from a spirit guide? Does it come from source? I know exactly where it's coming from. Why? Because I refine my connection every single day. There is so much more that we can understand about ourselves as we sit in silence. As we connect with our soul, the heart of Gaia, the source of unity consciousness, as we are fully anchored into our column of ascension, saying yes to our crystalline divine genome, taking over as the main operating system of this current incarnation. The more we activate spiritual discipline, the more we can also activate the codes of Shambhala, this beautiful ancient civilization. Not only Shambhala, but also Atlantis, ancient Egypt, Lemuria, Avalon, all ancient civilizations, traditions, and religion, they have at the core of their teachings spiritual discipline. Back in the days, mystery school would take people from a very young age and we would train hours a day, like 16 hours a day for years onwards to reach levels of enlightenment that would allow us to be telepathic, to levitate, to biolocate, to heal ourselves and heal others. But not only that, to be simply freaking happy, to treat others with the highest level of love and respect, to create a golden age for all, where everyone will have the same opportunity. Don't you want that? Are you not here to experience a better reality? Are you not thinking like me, like, oh, you know, like, I really want humanity to live in peace. I want humanity to live in abundance. I want more for myself. I want more for others. But then what do you do about it? Do you actually pray and meditate for that every single day? Or you just find yourself, you know, like rushing around continuously. I know what it's like, and I'm not judging here. I'm just at times, you know, poking where it needs to be poked, as directed by my High Council, which I'm always continuously channeling with every transmission I share. These are the three codes that I would love for you to practice and embody today, to really tune in today. Please let me know in the comments if you can. Can always write me an email as well if you want to let me know how you feel about this. I repeat the three quotes for you now. Embrace all of you, treat others like you want to be treated, and have very good spiritual discipline. To help with the connection with the divine, to help create a stronger level of spiritual discipline, I have created an amazing offering, which is called the Golden Drop. The Golden Drop is a monthly membership. It is all delivered by text messages. You can simply join the Golden Drop membership at any time. Every month, there is a different theme. And you will receive text messages with links. At times it's a mantra, at times it's light language, at times it's a guided meditation. Also, we have monthly trance channeled session with the Arcturians that give us the pulse of the energetic of the month, so we can align fully to the quantum dynamic offered to us and foster this energy for our spiritual evolution. There are videos, there are audios, there is just so much more. It's literally having me and my high council in your pocket, as it's on your phone, and the phone is in the pocket. I would love for you to join the Golden Drop. It's quite affordable, I have to say, and you can also cancel at any time. Also, during this Golden Drop membership, every couple of months, I'm inviting the Golden Drop members to exclusive events where they actually have to pay. It's like completely included as part of the Golden Drop. At times I invite people from the outside, you know, world, from the Golden Drop, but these people will have to pay. If you wanted to join this event, you would have to pay. But if you are a member of the Golden Drop, it's free. And it's live events with me and my High Council. How awesome and amazing is this? I would love for you to join the Golden Drop. And also, I will see you in another transmission on one of my channels. Thank you very much and see you next time. We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.